Well, we're going to continue talking about rotation, and if I have to move around a little bit up here, I got determined last weekend I was going to get a tree stump out of the backyard. I got the tree stump out, and my back's been paying for it ever since. But what I'm going to talk about today is some work that we've had going on at Stoneville now since 2000, both at the experiment station at Stoneville on sandy loam soil and down at our satellite farm at Trivet. It's about 8 miles away. There are two folks that have been involved with this project. Davis Clark is my research associate, and Lyle Pringle is our irrigation specialist at Stoneville, doing a lot of work on corn cotton irrigation. This project has been funded actually a couple of times by Cotton Incorporated through the state support program. We shifted gears in 2007 to move towards an emphasis on nematodes, so we're looking at that also. Our original objective, these are nitrogen and potassium studies, but they're in corn. We're trying to make determinations on nitrogen requirements for corn, nitrogen and potassium requirements on corn, and we're also wanting to look at these rotation effects. And the thing about rotation is it takes a long time to collect a lot of data, as Charlie's indicated earlier. And as I indicated in 2007, we did shift some emphasis here, but we're still keeping the same treatments. We're just increasing the amount of data that we collect. The N rates in these studies, were on corn, we go from 120 up to 280 pounds of N. 200 to 240-pound N rate on corn is what's currently being recommended in Mississippi on these particular soil types. On cotton, from 60 to 180 pounds of N, current recommendations are around 120 pounds of N, depending on soil type. The nitrogen source in this case has always been UAN solution. It's a 32% urea ammonium nitrate solution. The potassium, we're using rates from 0 to 120 pounds of K per acre. We're using a liquid source here. It's a fairly expensive, haven't been paying for it all these years, but it's a 1.3 pound of K per gallon material. It facilitates ease of application for plot works, why I'm using it. I'm not proposing that as anything. A pound of K is a pound of K, just like a pound of N is a pound of N. The two different soil types at the Delta Station, it's a bosket, very fine sandy loam soil. Position on the landscapes near the water source, it's a fairly sandy, even though it's a somewhat poorly drained soil. The Trivet Satellite Farm is a silty clay loam soil. It's a mixture of Forestdale and Dundee. And as most of you know, on alluvial soils, it's hard to delineate very large areas of a single soil type. So in this particular area, they are both typic Indo-Aquals. The little bit of difference in their family, but these names change. As you know now, most of you who've done much work in soils and soil taxonomy, things change about like they do in plants and insects. This just gives you a general layout of how the system sets up each year, which section of the field is growing in a particular crop. We've got that same thing going on at Trivet. This gives you a general overall view of what the test looks like. At the Delta Station, we're using 5 reps in the test. At Trivet, we're only using 4, and we're alternating those sections across. The varieties change from year to year. We have been fairly consistent on our corn variety, Pioneer 31 G98 to start with, and G97, which is a Roundup Ready variety. The phytogen, we started out with the phytogen 355. That one's no longer available. We switched to 340, I think, and then we switched to 380. Just depends on what's available. And as you know, most of them stay around very long. This is a remote image taken in 2003. This is of the area. Each test, these are the three sections that you saw. This section in corn, you can see quite a bit of difference. This area is cotton following cotton, and the northern part of this is cotton following corn. The only difference between those two sections, and there's a very obvious visual difference there, is the fact that one follows corn and one follows cotton. Now, this is very early in the season. Not real early, but still in June. These did translate to very great differences at the end of the year. Now, I had some similar visuals like this for 2007 with just the opposite results, but I'll talk about that more a little bit later. To get somewhat into the results, this is corn yields averaged across N rates and K rates for the two locations. The blue bars are the Delta Research Station, the red bars, the Trivet Satellite Farm. You'll notice that we've had quite a bit of variation in corn yields. These are irrigated as well as can be irrigated, and that varies because at the Delta Station, we're using a surface source of water, and being able to get that on a timely basis when you got to share the pump coming out of the creek. Sometimes we don't get a very good job of watering at the Delta location. We've gotten a lot better at Tribbett. You'll notice the yields at Tribbett in the last several years here have been real good. These are good corn yields in the Delta. We did ship from 340,000 acres of corn in the Delta in 2006 to 980,000 acres in 2007. Note the numbers across the bottom are just an indication of the differences in yield. Part of this, and these are what I'll be talking about a little bit later, some of the factors. You notice that there's quite a bit of difference right here, 2002, 2003. Planting date really makes a big difference, being able to get onto some of these soils. This is the rotation effects at Tribbett. This is on the Forestdale Dundee silty clay loam effect. The percentages across the bottom, these are percent differences between the cotton following cotton and cotton following corn. So in 2000, this area had been in a corn-cotton rotation for several years. So we did see, have something to start with here, but in the first year, 2000 was one of the driest years we've had. 45% response to rotation here. And notice the yields are 960. We've had a lot higher yields, you'll see up here, but that was a really big difference. And we've seen in other years where we've actually seen some negative responses to rotation, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. We just need to acknowledge right now the fact that they do occur. A couple of years here, there's no differences. The last in 2006, which was an extremely dry year, looking at a 50% difference here, 50% response to rotation. At Stoneville, at the DREC location, we have hit yields in excess of 1,400 pounds of lint per acre. That year, this was 2003, that's the image that you saw earlier, the remote sensed image. That difference that you saw ended up at the end of the season as a 19.3% increase. 2007, notice that we had one of the largest decreases that we've seen with rotation. And one of the factors here, this area was sprayed between 11 and 13 times for plant bugs. So, and obviously when you spray 11 to 13 times, you're not killing the plant bugs. So we did have in 2005, a little event came through our part of the world called Hurricane Katrina. It did have a tendency to disrupt the cotton harvest season, and we did have some pretty rugged looking cotton in that year. But what I want to do is just go through some of the factors now that we've experienced that actually influence what's going on with the responses that we see with rotation. Climate and weather tend to be the biggest things that we run into. Rainfall total and distribution, our area averages about 52 to 53 inches of rainfall on the average. Now, how many years we get that? Not very often. So what I thought I would do is just show you some of the things that we're running into. This is 2000, the rainfall. Notice that in March, April, May, and June, we had tremendous amount of rainfall. In fact, the cotton was growing really fast. But look what happens when we hit July, August, and September. August, driest August on record. 2001, and I'll show that data shortly, but see in 2000, the DREC, there was very little cotton, very little yield. But see, when we dried out, we did not irrigate that year because we couldn't get the system into the creek. It dropped that quick. But notice that we had extremely low rainfalls. If we go to 2001, look at August now, 8.47 inches of rain. Again, a little bit of response here, but this is the wettest August on record. So we had the driest August and the wettest August in back-to-back years, both of them outside the 30-year average. We take a look, and this is 2003. We had a lot of rainfall here in June. So June sets us up for pretty good yields. If we look at the yields here, we had decent rainfall in July, pretty good rainfall in August, so we had some of the highest yields. And rotationally, we ended up with some pretty good responses here. Now, that's at the Delta Station. Again, this is 2004, 12.45 inches of rain in the month of June. Okay, 2004, we get a negative response to rotation. This crop started out March, April, May. May started getting a lot of rainfall. We started to get some pretty big growth on this. This is not, there's no PGRs being used in these studies. We hit into June, we started getting a tremendous amount of rainfall. We started getting big, big plants, boll rot. We came in with some of the worst boll rot we've ever seen. We rotted cotton up about chest high on me. That's pretty good size. And what happened is, with this negative negative system here, the bigger that cotton was, the more it rotted. So the bigger the cotton was, generally bigger behind the corn, we tended to get more rot. So that's why we ended up with a negative situation here. 2005, we start to see, again, really, really dry. We've gone from 12 inches of rain in June now to a half inch of rain, or 3/4 of an inch of rain down here in June. All right, where'd you go? Here we go. Down to 0.7 inches of rain in June. Now, we started picking up in July and August, but this sets us up for really bad problems coming on later in the year. We can pick it up and end up with a later crop. Except, of course, 2005 here, this is Hurricane Katrina that came through right here. Hurricane Katrina and Rita came through in October. You know, once that rain was over with, we were done. No more rain. So we ended up with actually a really good harvest season, but we'd already set ourselves up. But tremendous responses here. This is 2006. We had good rainfall going into the planting season. We planted in April. From then on, May went down, June, July, August, so we were really dependent upon irrigation here. But even with the irrigation, notice that we ended up with a 37% increase due to the rotation effects. All the treatments are the same here. Planting time, everything is held the same. The only difference is the fact that one of these crops follows corn, one of them follows cotton. 2007, this past year, we were really, really dry early in the season. This was a slow-growing crop early. You know, there's been a lot of papers given at this meeting over the years talking about stressing the crop early to increase yields. I don't know whether I agree with that, but this year we definitely were stressing the crop early. On corn, we were actually irrigating in the Mississippi Delta in March trying to get corn up. But notice that in March, April, and May, we were extremely low rainfall here. When we started getting rain, we really started getting it. So again, we ended up with plants 9 feet tall in some areas. Ended up, again, not a lot of boll rot, but we ended up with a tremendous amount of plant bugs and with great big cotton. And the cotton following corn tended to be bigger than cotton following cotton. That was all big this year. But trying to get information down in there, trying to get the pesticide into where the bugs were, was just a really big problem in 2007. Let's look at Tribbett 2004. I'm just pick a few years here at Tribbett. At Stovall, 2003 and 2004, we got no response here. Even though we had good rainfall during the growing season, we didn't get a response. We had a high June. 2004 was the year where we had a lot of boll rot. At Tribbett, because those plants grow smaller normally on the silty clay loam soils, we saw a lot higher yields. We didn't see that decrease that we saw at the Delta Station in that year. It was an 8% decrease. We didn't see that here. So we did see, in 2004, we did see some variation down at Tribbett. 2006, another year, tremendously dry in this area. We did have good irrigation. We saw a tremendous response to rotation here. Being able to get the water into the soil behind corn that we couldn't do on the cotton area. There was a very distinct difference in the amount of water you could get into the soil in 2006. I put this in to show you just some of the differences. This is DREC 2006 and Tribbett 2006. These two sites are 8 miles as the crow flies apart. But look at the difference in rainfall in these two areas for May, April. There's an 8-inch difference right here just between those two locations. So the factors that really come into play here are rainfall, and we don't have a whole lot of control over the amount of rainfall we get. You know, some of us think we might have a connection with the Lord in terms of getting rainfall, but we really don't. Planting date really comes into play in some of these areas also. The later planted we are, and we can get ourselves into trouble pretty quick. We have planted as late as May the 15th. On these silty clay loam soils, we're looking to be planted really, really early. Nematodes, that's one of the areas that we're starting to take a big look at now. We have a lot of samples taken this year. We didn't get to sample as much as we wanted to. The funding didn't get in place as quick as it needed to, so we kind of rely on the funding. But again, just take it. This is my summary slide just to show the difference between the locations. If you look in, across the board, the yields have been quite variable between the two locations. And generally, Tribbett, when we get it irrigated, pretty good shape, we can get decent yields. Again, 2007, 1,200 pounds. We didn't get that on the station. We also didn't spray 11 times here. Plants weren't as big. The material going in tended to do a better job. That's the end of the first one. So I'm going to move straight on.